Welcome to the Williams Nikken Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line.
Hi.
Morning, Karen.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
So, what's your weather like down there?
Here in Salt Lake, it's nice and hot.
Is it really?
Well, it's supposed to be 88 today, I think.
Wow. Well.
So that's better than our 60s last week.
Huh. Well, we've been having really crazy weather around here. It just keeps raining, and when it's not raining, it's still cold. We've had a few days that got up into the 80s. But our days have now been like in the 50s.
Yeah, it's a strange year here, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's been as high. I think it was 2 weeks ago, it was 98 degrees one day and 60 the next.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that is crazy. Boy, I tell you. Well, I don't know. I guess it's all of us people messing with the environment, huh?
That's what the experts tell us.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They lay that on us pretty hard, don't they? Well, I'm kind of anxious to see what happens in North Dakota today.
What's going on up there?
Well, they're doing a vote on whether they're going to rescind property tax. And anyway, if they accomplish that and get rid of property tax, it will open up so that all of us other states will start trying to accomplish the same thing. So, I hope we're able to get it done. Or I hope North Dakota gets it done so that we can follow suit. Wouldn't that be nice, your own property?
What was that, Karen?
Wouldn't it be nice to own your own property?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Instead of renting from the state. Yeah. Well, anyway. Hi. Who else has come on?
Good morning. This is Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Good morning.
You know today's big vote up there in North Dakota?
I heard that.
Boy, I tell you, I'm anxious to see how that goes.
Now, are they voting for the no property tax as well?
Say that again?
Are they voting for their congressman, or are they also voting for no property tax?
It's property tax is what the vote is about.
All right. Go Charlene.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you. But you know what? We did a bunch of calling for her yesterday. And the calling was fantastic because there were so many people who said, yes, they were voting in support of that measure. But then I found out that the list came from Charlene's list of non-call supporters. And so I thought, well, they're going to be that way. I mean, they're going to...
Yeah.
Well, anyway...
It's important anyway to call because many people are in support, but then do not go to the polls and vote.
Well,
that's true.
And that's what Charlene was trying to have us understand as we... was to encourage people to go and make sure that their vote was placed.
I should have given you a list.
Well, anyway, it'll be interesting. I'm going to be, I'm not sure, oh, by the way, Rush Limbaugh yesterday spent, I guess, his whole time on the North Dakota rescinding of property tax. I thought that was rather interesting.
Very.
Yeah. Anyway.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we have today, as you can see on the screen, if you're looking at it, Clyde and Karen, picture of Clyde and Karen, but Karen Eastwood is our Tuesday host, Diamond, in Meekin, of course. Karen, it's your day, so I'll just be quiet and let you take over.
Well, you know what's crazy is that I hadn't been, so I better get that accomplished so that I can look at the screen and see who all is on here. But anyway, today is terrific.
Transparent,
thank you. Tuesday. And it's the day that we get to, I can't do two things at one time.
I'll turn the page and we can have something to look at.
What?
I'll turn the page and we can have something to look at.
Oh, okay. This is a day that we get to, each one of us, report on our progress. And there are several things that we're going to cover today in our discussion that I have to tell you, one of the reasons why I want to cover it is because it has impacted me at such a high level. The stress of having Clyde be in problems with his health, it's amazing how that affected me and how I chose to eat and to do things. This is supposed to be Transparent Tuesday. Well, you know, when you're preparing on a trip, you could plan how you're going to eat. But when your husband gives you 5 minutes to get him out the door and to the hospital, you don't prepare things. And so consequently, I got over there on the other side of the mountain and was not prepared for eating correctly. And I spent several days not eating correctly, plus the stress. And do you know that is not a good combination at all? But this is the good thing on my progress report. I got back home and I settled back down and started doing all the things I'm supposed to do. I took my blood pressure yesterday, and it was 136 over 60. So I thought that was pretty good, considering that it had been quite a bit higher. Anyway, so this is the time when each one of you get to have the opportunity to report on your progress, and whether you have made as fast a progress as you want is not, we're not in some kind of a race. We're in a mode of being educated and moving forward, even if it's baby steps. And we love to hear what has happened with each one of you. So let's have each one of you take a turn and tell us what's been happening for you. Monty, why don't you try starting this out here?
Okay. Like I say, last week we started talking about the block charts, and I know that's really helped put me more back on track. I feel better. I've really noticed a difference in my blood sugar because I think before I was eating too much of the fruits, but going back now to the block charts, that the blood sugar is starting to come down again. So that's, I feel, very beneficial, and I've been able to get out and move around a little bit more as far as the exercise goes, and starting to build my stamina back up again, and I just feel, again, I'm headed back again on the right track, and I'm feeling better.
That's fantastic. And for those of you who don't understand what Monty's talking about when he says the block charts, the first time Ruth had this call going, it was called Lifestyle Call, we learned the concept of how you balance your fats, your carbs, and your protein. And it was a concept that we haven't done so much when we started this call, but now we are discovering that when you combine the concept of balancing your fats, carbs, and proteins with the concept of having things in the correct pH balance, it makes a huge difference to how your body responds. So that's what Monty's referring to. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to report their progress?
Okay, this is Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
I just got kind of stressed, and I ate some of the wrong things, and yesterday I got into a serious colitis problem, and I had eaten about 6 artichokes that you get out of the bottle from Costco.
Uh-huh.
And I wouldn't think that would be just overdone, but I did that. And then I ate a whole lot of Starburst that I didn't buy. Somebody else did at a meeting and stuffed them in my sack. So as I worked on some things, I just kept eating those. And that's a really bad thing to do. So yesterday I got up ready to go, and I had diarrhea all day.
Wow.
And then I...
I don't know what you're talking about. What did you say you ate?
Artichoke.
Artichokes. But what did you say after that?
Starburst candy.
Oh, I guess I didn't.
Little candies.
I don't know what that is. Okay.
Good. I wish I didn't. So anyway, I was kind of blown away yesterday, and I just luckily I had a big thing of Pampers. But the one really, really good thing about it was I had this before a bunch of years ago when I got really stressed. And all I could eat was a little bit of plain yogurt, a baked potato, white potato, and white rice for a long time. Nothing would settle in my stomach. But I took the liberty to make myself a green smoothie. And I thought, well, a banana's good. And then I just heard that an apple is such a good thing if you want to stop the symptoms of heartburn. And so I had a banana and an apple and some kale and 3 scoops of the vanilla protein powder and 2 teaspoons of the barley greenzymes and 2 raw eggs. And I made a smoothie out of that. Oh, and then I dropped a whole package of peaches, frozen peaches in it from the freezer. And it was really good, and my body tolerated it. And I'm so thankful and rejoicing about that. That will be my ticket.
That's wonderful. And do you know, I've learned that when you make these smoothies, that your digestive system is able to absorb what you're taking in at a much higher level than you can if you're eating it in its raw, normal form. So that was good. Glad you had such a good experience.
It was good. I'm going to repeat it today.
Okay. Who else would like to report? We have a few others on, but...
We have some on the phone that are not on the screen also, Karen.
Oh, Ruth. This is Joan. I don't know, you know, people don't know, you know, what's been going on with me, but let's see, I'm probably into a month of being off all medications for diabetes type 2. And it took 350 days to do that from the time I was diagnosed. And I was able to bring my blood sugar had gotten to a 380. My A1C was 11.6 or 11.8, I think. And anyway, my blood sugar this morning was 98. And I learned a tremendous amount about food. I mean, tremendous. And I haven't made it yet, Ruth, to the library to download your wonderful sheets.
And I'm probably going to email you one of my diet sheets. I mean, not, you know, record sheets, mm-hmm. how I tracked everything. But the green drink, I can't tell you enough goodness about the importance of that green drink. That was part of what I used. But I actually tracked, and I can give you some sites to actually look up the fat content and carb content and protein content of various foods, you know, cooked, raw, with this, whatever. But I actually did, let's see, if you were a psychologist, you might call me a bit of an obsessive compulsive. So I really did the detail. My mother died of diabetes, of the complications of long-term taking insulin. And you know, this was back in the days before they had metformin. But at any rate, when I got diagnosed with diabetes, that was it. I mean, I was not going to have this. That was it. So I'm retired, and so I was able to devote a considerable amount of time to reaching my goal. And my goal was in 1 year to be off all medication, and I had my blood pressure had also gotten high. But I want to say the green drink is essential. and I test my pH, my urine and saliva. You know, I got, you know, a pack of those strips. It costs $5 to get, you know, a year's supply of that. So and my pH went up. Lots of things. One side effect was weight loss, and another side effect was my cholesterol and triglycerides went way down. So it was a bit of a focus effort. And you know, anyway, I have a lot. I've learned a great deal, and I have a lot of more questions about how this all interacts. You know, I noticed, for example, that exercise one day will affect your blood sugar, keep your blood sugar low for up to 3 days, lower than it normally would. So your body, you know, makes adjustments and anticipates your, you know, your routine. If your body loves routine, because it adjusts to it. Anyway, I got a great deal of information about that. So that's sort of where I am with you know, my progress. Colleen, I think that smoothie and apple, you just couldn't have done any better. And don't feel badly about having diarrhea. When you get that diarrhea, your body is getting rid of stuff out of your intestines that just weren't supposed to be there, that were harmful, you know, that may have been, you know, stopping the repair of tiny tears in your intestinal wall, particularly if there was a lot of mucus in the diarrhea. It was good to have that diarrhea.
Well, I want all of you, if those of you who can see what Ruth has up on the screen right now, is just what. What was your name that just got to speaking?
Oh, Joan.
Joan, I'm sorry.
Joan, yeah. Oh, I probably didn't say.
Well, no, I think Ruth said, but I. Well, anyway, see what Joan has been talking about is how she's been able to overcome diabetes. Well, it's not cured, but she has been able to bring her body into balance by understanding how to balance your carbohydrates, your fats, and your protein. And that's what Ruth has here on the chart. And it is an incredible approach to good health, is learning that balance. And you know what's really, I think, I don't know, when we first started this second program, I still in my own mind just kind of balanced those things because I got into such a habit of thinking that way.
Yeah.
So this is a tremendous way to impact your health. Is there anyone else who would like to report on their progress? Well,
I want to say I'm thankful to Joan for telling me that.
I was thinking about emptying out is really good.
Oh, yes, and if it's a really serious thing, you may feel like vomiting in addition to getting it out of, if you've really done a poisoning, you might have felt sick to your stomach.
I certainly did.
Now you can see the value of having this call because we all get to share and help each other. Do you know, today, I found it rather unique that what we discussed yesterday is going to dovetail quite a bit into what I'm going to talk about or share with you today. I wanted to talk about the common causes of unbalanced blood pressure. I referred to my blood pressure, and I think all of us need to be very aware of what our blood pressure is. Now, these are some of the common causes of having blood pressure that's not where it ought to be. Alcohol, sodium-potassium imbalance,
yes.
Excess weight, heredity, poor nutrition, poor fitness, stress. Boy, do I know that one. Insulin overload,
yep.
Having a type A personality trait, sleep apnea, over-the-counter minor pain relief diet pills. Over-the-counter minor pain relief pills, and then also diet pills, and then salt. This was really interesting that these can be the causes of an unbalanced blood pressure. But you know what? When you look at that, you think, wow. The odds are really stacked against you, and you have to, you know, you have a lot of things going against you if you have some of these problems. But you have to take control. Over and over, Ruth has taught us, set a goal that you can control. And we can control what is going on with our blood pressure. But to do this, we first must be educated. And that's one of the reasons for this call. Now, of all the above causes that I shared with you, causes of high blood pressure, which one of those causes can you control? And I put down, you can control the alcohol. And you know, they say even a small amount of alcohol can really affect your blood pressure. You can control your sodium and potassium. You can control your excess weight. You can control your nutrition. You cannot control your heredity. But by learning all of these other things that we're going to talk about, you can diminish the impact of your heredity. And Dennis Williams is a fantastic example of that. You know, I don't know how many of you know, but Dennis's brother died, what, was he 42, Ruth?
34.
Oh, my gosh. He was 34, and Dennis's dad died in his 40s, right?
51,
okay. So you see, Dennis experiencing these heart attacks, it is family heredity that has caused him to have problems with his heart. But do you know that he took control of what he was doing in the nutrition, his fitness, we can control, we don't always control our stress level, but we know of ways that we can minimize that stress level. And your insulin overload, you can control that. You can't necessarily control that you are a type A personality, but you can recognize that and kind of, you know, tone it down a bit. sleep apnea is one thing.
Easy for her to say.
That?
That's easy to say. Yeah, you can tone that down. Oh, yeah, we'll just tone that down. All righty.
Okay, since I don't have that problem, I figured that should be an easy one. But anyway, sleep apnea is one that you can control. Over-the-counter pain relief things you can control. Diet pills you can control. And salt you can control, especially if you will use unprocessed salt. And we, of course, are all sold on this, what's it called?
Real salt.
Real salt. We love that. Okay, so those are the
things. But we don't eat too much of it.
These are the things that you can set a goal and you can control it. There are some things you can't, but like Dennis has done. Ruth, Dennis turned 70, right?
He will, yes.
Can you imagine? He has outlived way beyond what his father and his brother have lived.
And his uncle.
Seriously, that he was the one in charge of these different things that would affect his heart. So, I want to talk to you about how do you lower blood pressure. And the number one thing was exercise. And that is something you can control. And it says in this article I read that as little as 30 minutes a day will make a dramatic difference with your blood pressure. And quality sleep. Did you know that when your blood vessels are relaxed, they can open up and allow the blood to easily pass through? This widening process increases your blood flow and it decreases your blood pressure. This is why, you know, I love this concept that, you know, you apply a magnet to an area that's hurting and it takes away the pain. And people will say, well, how can it do that? Well, it's doing exactly what aspirin does chemically. It actually widens the blood vessels. It allows more blood to flow through. Consequently, the nutrition comes in, and it also takes the bad stuff out. So it's bringing in nutrition. It's cleaning out the bad stuff. So that's what happens for you when you have quality sleep. You need to stick to a healthy diet, and that's what we're here on this call. We're learning all the different things that impact our way of eating. And then it says to maintain a healthy weight. Exercise and a healthy diet will help a person to achieve a healthy weight. And you are the one that should determine what's a healthy weight for you. And another way to lower your blood pressure is support a healthy metabolism and contribution of calcium. Now, I found this very interesting. This article I was reading was by a company that was wanting to sell a product, but they said it was important to have their product because it transported calcium like a shuttle bus into the bones, and this in turn would help to lower the blood pressure. And I thought, oh my goodness, my husband has been taking Osteodance. I take Osteodance, and that actually can affect your blood pressure. I was never aware of that. And Ruth, I want to find out, does Osteodance actually clear the arteries of excess calcium? Do you know, or anybody on this call?
That's been reported. True.
Isn't that, and do you know that when you can clear out the excess calcium in your arteries, it actually will lower your blood pressure? Now, is that not incredible? I get excited about that. Yeah. Anyway, here's another thing that will lower your blood pressure, and this is one, Ruth has talked about this several times, and I think there's others on the call. You know, I never took you guys very seriously because I don't have blueberries growing in my yard like Ruth does. And so I just thought, well, you know, that's great, but I don't have blueberries. Well, when I read this, that blueberries will actually help to lower your blood pressure, I went out and bought two great big huge bags of frozen blueberries. And I thought, you know what? From now on, Clyde and my smoothie will include blueberries. In this article it says a half a cup a day. Well, I was throwing in a cup a day because I figure half a cup a cup will be even better.
Okay, we got her number.
Anyway, and then here's another thing that will help is grape seed extract. Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard at different times the medical benefits or the health benefits of having grapeseed extract, and here's just one more reason why we should have access to that. And here's a biggie, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Did you know you can reduce the chance of blood clotting just by drinking lots of water? And this is something we've talked about here on this call. But also, I heard on a Fox News health report that if you will drink water just before you go to bed, they found out that it will reduce the chance of heart attacks and strokes. Now, is that not a motivator? And to think that we have this Pi Mag water that's even better than the average glass of water, I think it's incredible what we have. Anyway, Donna's going to share with us some things that are really fantastic for the heart.
Okay, I'm going to talk about, well, briefly, the travel pillow again and how it helps you to sleep better. I sleep with it at nighttime. I put it around my neck, and I just sleep better. And if you have sleep apnea, as Karen, I think Karen just mentioned that, it's really important to wear your CPAP machine at night, because if you don't wear it, well, if you do wear it, it'll help your diabetes, your blood pressure. It helps with weight loss. And also, if you don't use it and you have sleep apnea, you can get atrial fibrillation. And that's why, you know, if you have sleep apnea, it's real important to wear a CPAP machine when you sleep. And the other two things I'm going to talk about, well, one is the saga juice. And since Karen's talking about cardiovascular health, Siaga supports cardiovascular, well, support, which helps heart and blood vessels. It also helps your immune system. It also helps with antioxidant support. It also helps with gastrointestinal support, which helps enhance nutrient absorption and other actions. And the Siaga juice is also anti-aging. And the other thing, Karen just talked about grapeseed extract. One of the ingredients in Siaga is the grapeseed extract, which also helps. Which also helps promote healthy blood pressure. And the other thing that Siaga helps doing, well, helps your body do, is to help you lose weight and helps to remove toxins. And I thought that was interesting. And the other product I'm going to talk about just briefly is a progesterol, and that also helps with your cardiovascular health. It helps maintain levels of triglycerides, blood glucose, blood pressure, and cholesterol that are already within the normal limits. Now, again, we can't make any medical claims, but they're saying that this helps with that.
Go ahead.
And I just want to say, for the last 2 months, I've been very consistent taking my Siaga juice and my progesterol, and I'm going to be really interested to see how my lab reports are the next time. And I guess that's about it. I was going to just, you know, bring up the fact that it's so good for your cardiovascular health.
You bet. Now, after you have your test, Donna, we want you to share with the group what you have found out, okay?
And I didn't hear what you're addressing. Do you have high cholesterol or something, or what do you have that you want your labs to show?
Well, I'm a diabetic, and my cholesterol level is within normal limits. It's low, but the doctor wants it to be lower. I don't think it should be lower, but also my good cholesterol is like 46, and it needs to be 50 or above. So supposedly, the digesterol is also supposed to raise your healthy cholesterol.
Yes.
And also it helps remove toxins. and with weight loss. And I have all these problems.
I would make one suggestion. It may only have happened with me, you know, because individuals are really different.
Uh-huh.
But I learned by taking my blood sugar before I ate, 1 hour after I had started to eat, and 2 hours after I had started to eat, I learned what foods my body responds with a spike in blood sugar. That is all I did. Okay, that's what I did for a year, okay? A side effect of that, of keeping that in the range that I wanted, my goal range, a side effect of that was losing weight. It was a side effect. I didn't diet. I ate what I could eat. I ate what I wanted, and then I tested it, and I found out what worked. For the first 6 months, everybody eats oatmeal. So good for you. It is good for you. If I ate oatmeal in the morning, my blood sugar would spike up high. I couldn't eat it for 6 months. And then something happened, and then I could start eating oatmeal, and my blood sugar would not spike. So it was actually using that blood meter and the sticks, learning, okay, now this meal, I have a salad that I can eat that is gigantic and so satisfying and has shrimp in it and it has fruit in it and everything. And my blood sugar goes down after I eat that.
So you test it an hour before you ate?
Before I eat, I test it.
Okay.
Okay, and I write that down. I have a little chart. Then I eat. I start eating. 1 hour from when I first put the food in my mouth, okay, 1 hour away from that, I take my blood sugar again. I have a goal for that, okay? And 2 hours later, okay, so I can see, okay, so like my blood sugar, I mean, in the beginning, my blood sugar was like 250 or something, right? I mean, you know, before I ate. But, you know, now it'll be like 98, you know, 89. You know, I'll eat, it'll go up that first hour, and my goal was to keep it under 140 after 1 hour, under 140. If I had found a meal that I could eat and it kept it under 140, I ate that meal frequently after 1 hour, and 120 after 2 hours. That's my goal, and it was just a side effect I lost weight. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I wasn't super heavy. I was heavy. Anyway, I lost, I guess it was about 35 pounds, 40 pounds. And then it stopped. I didn't stop eating. I stopped that weight loss. It just, you know, the side effect went away.
I've noticed taking my blood sugar, when I'm really good and really consistent with my supplements, I've discovered that my blood sugar, it will be like 95.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 hours after I eat, and that is with the body balance,
uh-huh,
and the fruit, my blood sugar, and 2 hours later is 126.
Often.
I am.
You understand what I'm saying? In other words, you're a little science, you know, the lady with the blood pressure. Take your blood pressure after whatever, and whatever keeps it down, do that.
I think what this is showing us, that it's really important to pay attention to how we're eating, right?
Yeah, and
right?
Be your own little scientist.
It's like Ruth says, our body talks to us.
Yep. Yeah.
And you know what I find also exciting are the things that we've talked about today that actually will bring down your blood pressure. We have fantastic Neekin products that will help us achieve that goal. And I just want to review some of the products that we have that will actually help us to have a good blood pressure. Number one is that sleep system. Remember how it said quality sleep will actually relax your blood vessels? Well, this is a fantastic thing that we have. And then Osteobend. Oh, my goodness, to think that we need something that will transport the calcium into our bones so that our bones then support not only our heart, but it supports the entire body with its good health.
Yes.
And then the body balance, what an incredible product we have in body balance. That has helped me more than anything in gaining control of my weight. And then, of course, the pH balanced water that is pure, this water that we have. It is such an incredible blessing to have all these wonderful products. Now, there are some of you out there who've had experience with the products that maybe you'd like to share how it's helped you in achieving your good health and maybe bringing down your blood pressure or whatever else it is that's a concern of yours. Do we have others? Now, we haven't heard from Nancy or Monty. You haven't. Well, you did talk a little bit with us. But anyway, we'd like to hear from some of you others.
I'll just say something real quick. I know the progesterol, when I started taking it a couple months ago, it got my blood pressures down about 15, 20 points within a couple weeks.
Why?
It was, you know, my blood pressure, I'd gone to the doctor, you know, for a physical, and it was up 130, I think, the first time it's ever been up that high. It's always been 120. And within 2 weeks, it was down in the 115 range.
Steve, did you take it twice a day or just once a day?
I think twice a day. I can't remember. I took 2 ounces a day, just like it says the load to start with for the first month.
Oh, okay.
And you know, I want to go back to what Donna talked about using the travel pillow. When I was in my 20s, I had a whiplash, and I've had trouble with my neck for years and years and years.
Yep.
Well, when Donna told me about using that travel pillow for sleeping better at night, I started using it, and not only does it help me to sleep better at night, it also, by the way, I use it along with my regular hard Nikin pillow. But when I use that, it keeps my neck in correct position to where I have far fewer problems with my neck than I've ever had. So we have incredible products that help us to achieve these healthy lifestyles that we want, right? Anyway, any other suggestions or ideas that you want to share?
Yes, Donna, I have one thing I want to share. You know, you come across people that say, oh, these products are too expensive. But you know what? It's too expensive to be sick to me. I mean,
right. It's
better to be healthy. And I will say you can get the progesterol and the Siaga juice. You get 2 bottles of the progesterol and the 2 bottles of Siaga juice. You know, the combo pack, it's $117.78. I think that's really good for what it does.
Yeah, for being able to lower your blood pressure without chemicals? Yeah. Okay, any other questions or ideas? We're essentially out of time, but I don't want to leave anyone out.
Karen, I have one other thing I'd like to say. This is Donna.
Okay.
For 2 nights, I wear my sports bracelet, my sports necklace at night, and I didn't wear it for 2 nights, and I could really tell the difference. So I always wear my sports necklace at night all the time.
That's interesting.
It really helps.
You bet. Well, we have a lot to share with our family, our friends, our neighbors, so I hope that all of you will be rejuvenated and excited about helping others discover these wonderful things that we have been discovering. And I want to thank all of you who've shared on this talk, on this call. It's really, that's how we learn, is from each other. And so thank you so much. Anyway, go out and make it a great day.
Okay,
bye-bye. Thank you, Karen.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll
good sing our
you.
Way out.
Thanks, Donna.
Oh, you're welcome.
And everybody else who has shared.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you all. Take care.
Thank you,
Steve.